This is Fresh Air. Pianist Leonard Schur will be 80 years old in April, and he's still performing some of the most demanding pieces of the piano repertoire. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has some thoughts about a new reissue of Leonard Schur's playing of two late Schubert sonatas.
Most of Leonard Schur's recordings come from three points in his career: the mid-1940s, the mid-50s, and recording sessions in Miami about a decade ago. The latter are among the greatest piano recordings of our time. Schur was never adventurous in his repertoire. He recorded the same central works over and over again: Beethoven, Schubert, Schumann, and Brahms, inspired by his great teacher, Arthur Schnabel, to play only what he considered the very greatest music. It's probably one of the reasons he's never been as famous as he should have been. He didn't want to play the sort of flashy virtuoso pieces that would knock an audience dead. Schur was born in Los Angeles on April 10, 1910. He was a child prodigy who would rather learn from the European masters than live the life of a professional virtuoso. By the time he was 17, he was not only Schnabel's student, but his first and only assistant. In 1933, Schur made his American debut playing the Brahms D minor concerto with the Boston Symphony. Conductor Serge Koussevitzky invited Schur to perform before he had ever heard him play a note. In 1941, Schur became the first piano soloist at Koussevitzky's new Berkshire Music Center at Tanglewood. It's fitting that his first compact disc from those recording sessions a decade ago should include two of Schubert's three great Opus Posthumus sonatas. It was Schur's teacher, Schnabel, who first established Schubert's piano sonatas in the modern concert repertoire. Here's the menuetto of the C minor. Schur's grip on the music is so powerful, it's as if he's daring you to resist him. Schur's earlier recordings were note-perfect, dazzling miniatures. The superlatively engineered performances on this audiophone disc, recorded when Schur was already 70, are more like live performances, with few, if any, splices. Schur is capable of alternating monumental power with aching intimacy. It's amazing how the same person can be so strong and so delicate. Schnabel never recorded the Schubert C minor sonata, and Schur's performance may be as close to a Schnabel performance as we'll ever get. It's a relentlessly dramatic, disturbing work. Robert Lowell once called it Schubert's Requiem for himself. The final movement is a sinister tarantella. Those descending arpeggios are like the fingers of an icy skeleton slipping down your spine. Thank you. From these highly charged emotional performances, you'd probably be surprised to learn, if you've never seen Schur in person, that he barely moves when he plays. His demeanor is self-effacing, matter-of-fact. There's no showmanship. He looks more like a businessman than a virtuoso. But watch his feet. His pedaling is as tricky as a Fred Astaire dance routine. Sometimes you can even hear him singing along. And as in all the very greatest performances, besides singing and dancing, the music also grieves. Let's close with Leonard Schur playing the melancholy but lilting andante of Schubert's B-flat sonata, his last.
Listening to music from the new Audiophon compact disc with Leonard Schur performing Schubert's B-flat Sonata. Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor for the Boston Phoenix. This is Fresh Air.